There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Danae is engineering this hour of the broadcast, and I'm delighted to introduce to you your newest instructor. Hartford Van Dyke is with us. He wrote Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Welcome, Hartford.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm delighted you're here. I had a question for you. Now, we were talking about the Pearl Harbor attack, you know, December 7th, 1941. What was the significance of that attack on your life?
I was born June 4th, 1940. I was a year and a half old, 18 months old, when the Pearl Harbor attack occurred. I was born in Hawaii. My father had come there in about 1935, and his uncle was in intelligence, G2 Army Intelligence, and fluent in the Japanese and fluent in, and understood very well the tactical maneuvers of the Japanese. And he was able to determine quite accurately when the Pearl Harbor attack was going to happen. And he put out a first notice of it on, I think it was November 30th. The attack didn't happen that particular day, but he put a warning out to his people to that effect. And he actually sent a warning message clear back to his hometown in Oklahoma. And it later surfaced that he had the foreknowledge of what was going to happen. Anyway, on my father was a pot and pan salesman for the Wherever utensil company for kitchenware. And he went door to door in Hawaii selling the pots and pans. And it gave him access to the Japanese homes. And it was because of that he was able to discover where the radio transmitting and receiving equipment were for the Japanese in Hawaii, the ones who were entrenched there prior to the attack. And anyway, he was able to tell his uncle, and his, when it was discovered, they went in and, well, they went in and did a raid and caught a man tearing up a rice paper puzzle, that a rice paper list of the operators on the island. And they caught him just before he dumped the, they torn, this is all on rice paper, very fine paper, the operators' names. And there was a man in there that was tearing up the rice paper lists at about during the Pearl Harbor thing, and that he was captured. And the list was the particles of the rice paper were captured, and they built a locked, what you call an air sealed room, with tables, and the agents put that rice paper puzzle back together, and then went out and arrested the Japanese. That was after the attack, but that's how close they were involved in it. And my father, on the Friday night before the Pearl Harbor attack, my father met his uncle coming out of a barber shop, and his uncle told him, Lyle, you've got to put, my father's name is Lyle Van Dyke. They told Lyle, you've got to put it, drain it, a water tank in your place and fill it with fresh water. And you also want to buy some canning, some goods for some food put in the stock because we don't know where this is going to go. He said, and if when the planes start coming over, put your have your son, wife and son underneath the bed so if there's any shooting going on, they will be more protected that way. The place that we were staying in at that time was up in Waimea Heights, and it was when the action started, he was warned that it was going to come in on Sunday morning because that was the typical method that the Japanese attacked. And so on Sunday morning when the attack began, my father, I had been put out in the backyard. It was a fenced backyard, and they put me out at about 7 and went back to bed, and around 8 o'clock the fireworks started. And anyway, he went up on the roof to look at Pearl Harbor because you could see it from the roof of the house that we were, the place that we were staying. And about that time, a Japanese aircraft went over the top of the house, and my father came right down off the roof. And he went out to the, after the attack, he went out to the hospital to give blood, and he walked in. The first thing he saw was a man's leg being cut off, and it made him sick. He couldn't do the blood thing, so he went outside and put water in his handkerchief and dropped water into the people's entities. The people that were lined up, they were all on the sidewalk. He said it was like Gone with the Wind, the movie Gone with the Wind. People were lined up on the sidewalk to go in. Some were dying, some were just injured. So anyway, he did what he could there. And there were 4,000 casualties. They never explained that to the public. There was 4,000 casualties, and he said they were bringing them in by the truckloads. The trucks were lined up for 3 blocks with people that had been killed. And they were stacking them in the Williams mortuary like cordwood. And he lost 2 of his best friends. He could have warned them about the attack if there hadn't been an intelligence restriction on it. And his uncle was in the G2 intelligence, and he promised his uncle he would never say anything about it or publish anything about it until after the uncle had died, because once you're in the intelligence department, they're always considered an intelligence officer. And he had a pension from the military and medical benefits, and my father did not want to disturb that. So nothing was going to be coming out about Pearl Harbor until after his uncle died. So that there's quite a bit of story connected with this. There's the book, The Skeleton in Uncle Sam's Closet, which is the book that I wrote about this. It was published in 1973. There's a story behind that, too. What prompted me to read that was a book called None Dare Call a Conspiracy. Anyway, my life... I didn't understand these things. My father didn't tell me about the Pearl Harbor thing until I was 27 years old. So I was ignorant of the thing, except I overheard my father in conversations with other people telling him things about it. I'll go back and give you a little biography thing. Now, give you some idea of where I'm coming from. I was... born, as I said, on June 4th, 1940. I came across the United States in the summer of 42, you know, in a convoy with my mother and father. And they spent some time in Los Angeles. That's where my father's father was, my grandfather and grandmother. And then he moved up to Portland, Oregon, in November of 43. And the thing that happened was such a disaster to my father. It made him very angry, of course, towards the government, because President Roosevelt had betrayed us there in Hawaii. And what happened, I'll tell you basically what happened. My father's uncle, Gerald Mason Van Dyke is his name, sent the warning message to from Pearl Harbor, from Hawaii, at 2 p.m. Thursday, December 4th, 1941, 66 hours before the attack. And the message was received by Rear Admiral Paulus Prince Powell, and Powell took it to Secretary of Navy Knox and Under Secretary of Navy James Vincent Forrestal. And Frank Knox wanted to bring the ships out of the harbor and put a defense perimeter around the islands. And they told Secretary of War Simpson that that's what they were wanted to do, and he told Roosevelt what they were going to do. And Roosevelt came to them and said, "I'm the commander-in-chief of this military. You're not going to do anything of such." And he had Powell and Knox and Forrestal all put under military guard, held at gunpoint by Marines until after the Pearl Harbor attack. And Saturday morning, Powell said, "We've got to tell our men over there." He had lots of friends. Rear Admiral Paulus Prince Powell had a lot of friends over there, and said, "We have to tell them." Well, then Roosevelt backed up a little bit. He said, "Well, send them this message: expect Japanese sabotage." And what he did by that was he put them in an even worse position, because if there's going to be an aerial attack, you spread your airplanes out on the ground so they can't all be struck by one bomb. And you have your ammunition up on your gunnery ammunition up on the surface so that you can load it into the guns. Under sabotage alert, you gather all your planes together so they're easier to guard, and you put your ammunition down below and in storage below the ground. So what he did is he set them up for a very brutal attack. And my father recognized Roosevelt to be a traitor. And later in life, he went to a conference in Washington. It was called the Human Events Conference. And it was a conference put up by the Human Events magazine. And he was at the dinner table at the meeting that they had, the convention. And I hear some music coming up.
Hartford, we're going into a break, and
why don't we stop here and I'll tell you.
We're going to a break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes after some short commercial announcements. This is absolutely riveting. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Hartford Van Dyke's with us.
Yes, sir.
And we've been talking about Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who betrayed us. And Hartford, you said he was a traitor. Please continue.
Okay, I'll explain what happened here with the. See where I was left. I was telling you about the Human Events Conference my father went to. And a man was sitting there at the table across from him, and my father didn't know who the man was. My father was commenting about the Pearl Harbor attack and talked to this man across the table for about 20 or 30 minutes. And finally, the man said, Mr. Van Dyke, do you know who I am? And he says, oh, I don't know you from Adam. He said, I am Rear Admiral Paulus Prince Powell. I am the man that received your uncle's message from the Hawaiian Islands. And then he went ahead and told my father the story of it. And he says, I've heard you talk here for a half an hour. And he says, dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. He says, I know you know what you're talking about. And he says, would you like to know what happened at Pearl Harbor? And then he gave my father the picture of what happened in Washington, D.C. And then he gave my father the story that way. So that's an interesting coincidence. And he gave my father his business card and so forth to identify himself properly. And I later called years later when I was putting the Pearl Harbor book together, I called Washington, D.C. and talked with his wife, who was still alive. And so in my father's life. And I grew up in Portland, Oregon. It was voted in 1949 as the most beautiful city in the United States. New York is the eastern Jewish capital of the United States, and Portland, Oregon is the western Jewish capital of the United States. And it was a very beautiful city, very well-organized city. My father conducted his business there. He was working at his desk one day, and his telephone, he had bought one of these telephone rests that you put on in the groove of your, between the bones of your shoulder to hold the telephone, and he had just purchased a very expensive desk for his office. And this telephone fell off his shoulder and it put a dent in this dent in that desk. And that made my father so angry he invented the thing called the Restaphone, and that was a stable phone holder that you could put on your shoulder. And he manufactured it for several years, and that was his source of income from then on. And he told me, he says, I'd never sell that desk. He says that dent in that desktop was the inspiration for my Restaphone. So my father was an inventor to that extent. And he left the wherever company to build the Restaphone. So that was the basic monetary base of my father for years. I grew up in a very, my family environment was a good environment, very good, I would say almost ideal. I had a preschool training under a woman. I had, she had a group of children she would take care of during the week. And then I went to kindergarten in Beaumont School in Portland, Oregon, and came up through the years to the seventh grade. Primary interest in all of this was electricity. When I was young, my grandmother showed me how to plug a lamp, and she was taking care of me while my sister was being born. She showed me how to plug a lamp into the wall. Well, I learned about the rules of making an electric lamp work that way. And then I graduated from that to sticking bobby pins in the outlets. And one of those blew up and sent me across the room. So I had quite a curiosity about electricity. And I had gotten a shock also down in Los Angeles earlier when my parents had stayed there before they came to Portland. So I had a very intense interest in electricity, and so I studied it all the way up. My electric train sets and so forth I had later. When I was 5 years old, my father gave me a breadboard-type hookup of a house. Showed how the electricity came in the cord and through fuse holders and to switches and so forth. It was all laid out as if it were a blueprint. So he taught me schematic diagrams on that basis. And I was only 5 years old, and he trusted me with 110-volt circuits to that. And then I learned more about electricity through my train set. And when I was about 10 years old, a man helped me with radio and started teaching me radio. He's an amateur.
Hold that thought. We're going into another break. We'll be right back.
And by now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle,
and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Hartford Van Dyke. And I have in my hands a document. It's called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars by Hartford Van Dyke. H-A-R-T-F-O-R-D Van Dyke, D-Y-K-E. And inside, a few pages in, it says, Top Secret, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, an Introductory Programming Manual, Operations Research Technical Manual by Hartford Van Dyke. Hartford, can you tell us what this is about, these silent weapons for quiet wars?
Yes. What it is, it's a process that has been developed to use computer systems to control the economy. I'm not going to go, I've pretty well covered the biography side of this thing. I wanted to explain that the elements that are involved in this are logic and mathematics. Those are the basic tools of this system. I learned the logic. By the time I was 12 years old, I could design a telephone switching office. It sounds like a big number, but in fact, there's only five operations and or not memory and delay. These are the five functions of all computers everywhere in the world, and as long as a person knows how to use these functions, they can design any machine. And I learned the logic part by the time I was 12 years old. When I was a couple of years later, I learned the importance of mathematics and began to become familiar with it. And by the time I was a senior, I taught myself calculus. I understood the importance of mathematics in electronics. And the importance of the electronics is that the fast computers of the time were analog computers, which means they were built with electronic parts that simulated the calculation processes by an adding machine or regular digital system. And that was very important because you needed you need speed where you don't need the accuracy. You need the speed to come to quick conclusions. The computers that are used for these processes are what are called hybrid computers. They can use an analog if they want. And this is what they were doing in that age period. They were using an analog computer to come to an approximately correct answer, and then they could shift over to something like the MIT computer digital and home in on finer values. The information that was used by the silent weapon system was obtained from the Census Bureau of the United States. The man that brought this process together was a Russian-born mathematician by the name of Wassily Leontief, who came to this country in about 1925. He worked for the Census Department of the United States government. By 1940, they had something like a 45 industry system. And so these are the things you have to be able to understand is how this package comes together. There's a couple steps I want to explain before we get into this, but this program is over at 9 o'clock my time, isn't it? It's a one-hour show.
Yes, and we have probably about 15 broadcast minutes left.
Okay, well, I'll home in on this. I could always come back later to some of the other things. But I did, but in the period of time, I was in the Navy, came out of the Navy. I was in a short time. Apparently, they recognized my father's involvement in the past, and I was discharged early. Went into the invention, went on up to sort of started developing things like the criminal complaint form that's used in my economics work. And I learned about the Pearl Harbor attack from my father in 1967. And it changed the course of my life because I realized I could have a fine electronics business by the time another 10 or 20 years rolled by. And it wouldn't be worth much because the country would be collapsing. So I gave up the electronics in the early 1970s. I went over to the Pearl Harbor material, put the book out. Then I studied a book called A Report from Iron Mountain by Leonard C. Lewin. Right after I published the book, I was deep into that A Report from Iron Mountain book. And it was a very heavy book. I mean, I got about halfway through it, and I had about all I could take. About a year later, I was interested in a certain math problem. I was dipping into it, and it was in a book called College Algebra by Lyman M. Kells, a professor emeritus, United States Naval Academy math professor. And in the footnotes of this thing, he was explaining the use of matrices. Matrices is a system of simultaneous equations that take several simultaneous events and relate them. And he gave footnotes in the book that indicated the method by which the report from Iron Mountain described the meetings that they had to determine how to control the economy. and the mathematics that was involved in it. They had a machine to do some experimenting with. They didn't tell in the book report from Iron Mountain how it was done, but the footnotes of this college algebra book I had did explain how it was done, basically. So I wrote up a thing called Warning Surprise Attack Imminent, and it was 8.5 by 14 pages, 5 pages long. I sent a copy of it to every representative and senator in the United States, 535 people total. And I didn't get the response. Well, a few years later, it was a precursor of the book Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And in 1978, I was given an offer by some people that knew about the process that I'd written, and they offered me money, bankrolled me for a whole year to put this book together called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. The major part of it was done about halfway through the year, but the finishing up and getting it ready for publication was another part of it. And then I put out 65 copies quietly to the Patriot Movement. It was done anonymously. And then I was traveling through Vancouver, Washington. I had been publishing the book, and I was traveling through Vancouver, Washington one day, and there was a man out on the side of the road with his thumb out, hitching a ride north towards Seattle, and he was in full-dress military uniform, and that's very rare to see any military man hitching a ride on the side of the road. So I pulled over and asked him what the problem was, and he says, I've got to be I'm late to my duty station at Fort McCord Air Force Base. And he was in a real mess over that, and I said, I'll take you there. And as we were driving up the road, I had this book in beside me in the car. I had my publishing materials beside me. And I explained to him the silent weapon system all the way up to McCord Air Force Base. When he stepped out of the car, I gave him a copy of the book, and he took it on base through the guard station. Well, when he got inside, apparently, he read what he had, and he said he knew he'd better never get caught with that, so he stuffed it in the copy machine there. A few years later, Boeing had a sale for their machines. Not Boeing, but Fort McCord Air Force Base had an auction off of their machines, and a man that worked for Boeing Aircraft wanted one of those machines for parts, spare parts for his own copy machine. So he bought this machine and took it home and tore it apart, and he found this manual inside called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And he sent it to the America's Promise, and he said it broke out into a cold sweat when he read it, and he sent it down to Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, to an organization called America's Promise Newsletter. And they published it in November of 1986. And then it later became the first chapter in a book called Behold a Pale Horse. And time went on. In 1996, I finally admitted that I had done the book. A man had helped me type it up, and he, back in earlier in the 70s, and he said, Hartford, these people are using your book out there as reference material in court cases. As if the government wrote this book. He says, that's disinformation. You can't be doing that. And I realized, yeah, you're right. I've got to straighten the record out. So I announced in 1996 on Patriot Shortwave Radio that I had written the book. And there's quite a few keys in the book. The book is signed with a number, and the number, if you remove the digits one place, is the date of the Pearl Harbor attack. There's several different book references for it. But what it was a collage of military information and other types of high-tech stuff, operations research type stuff. One of the books that was used as a reference was Operations Research by Hamdi M. Taha. And so there's, and of course the book Report from Iron Mountain was used as a reference piece. And what it does is it describes a computing machine. The book, by the way, that book was put out, went out, and it was well received. It's gone all the way around the world. It's been translated into foreign languages. It's only 56 pages long, 8.5 by 5.5 format. It's almost too small to be called a book, in a sense. But what it is, it wasn't just a matter of writing a fiction book. What it was a presentation of a series of pieces of information on how this machine would work. And so it's all scientific from that standpoint. It got into political issues that, as a part of the structure of the item, but it was an accurate expression of how this machine worked. Now, the book was put out in 79 December, and basically, and that when that book came out, that was I had not read any book directly on that. I'd read books related. I had read the book Studies in the Structure of the American Economy by Wassily Leontief. Now, so I had some pieces to work with to put that book together. But what happened was in 1980. September of 1980, the Scientific American magazine, this is important, Scientific American magazine of September 1980 was all on economics. That was the title on the front page of the magazine, Economics. And back about page 200 is an article, the State of the American Economy in the Year 2000. And so that book, that article in that magazine explained the same machine, but it just didn't give the political information of how it could be used to control an economy of a nation for political reasons. But it had all the necessary technical information in it, and it matched.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, this is an absolutely riveting broadcast.
Scientific American magazine carried the story on economics, September 1980, and about 200 pages back in the book was an article by Wassily W. Leontief, the father of the silent weapons system. And it went on for 14 pages, and it covered all the mathematical concepts that were in the book Silent Weapons for Quiet War, proved that there was such a computer, admitted that at that time, as this article had been printed in September 1980, there were 60 nations, I think it was, on the computing system. Each one had their own computing, economics computer system, and they were all plugged together in a gigantic computing system to try to control the economy of the world. And there were two brain lobes for this thing. One was located in Brussels, Belgium. It was called the Beast. And the other one was located in Iron Mountain, New York, which is a subject matter of the book, A Report from Iron Mountain. And so that this was an ongoing project. It had been financed in the beginning by Rockefeller, $100,000 to the Harvard University Economics Project, Wassily Leontief's project. And a guy developed the method of doing the mathematics about a year later, and then the transistor was invented. And that made it possible for these computers to be built with high reliability. They wouldn't have vacuum. They were all built with vacuum tubes before that, hot vacuum tubes. And they had to keep a man running up and down the aisles of the computer system, continuously testing tubes and taking care of the failures of the system. So they had their problems. But once the transistor was invented, they came to a point where they didn't have to worry about component failure on the amplifiers anymore. And things got micro-miniature. Then came in the solid state, the integrated circuit. And so the whole thing, and then finally these later things, the memory systems that we have now, where they memorized a billion bits on a chip of crystal, and I think what they say is that the thing is wired with X-ray, an X-ray laser, something of that sort. So there's all of these improvements that have happened, but it all boils down to one thing, and that's handling tremendous amounts of data. In 1940, they could handle a 45 by 45 matrix, which meant that you have 45 industries, each with a dollar that sends it into the matrix, and that $45 worth of money is spread over the 45 industries going out. So it's an input-output analysis system. And it's, when it's closed loop, it'll stabilize if it's given enough time, and it'll tell you if you have certain substances that are in the economy, that it will stabilize and tell you what the other substances are or what they have to be. And so the September 18 magazine, and this is actually in the Scientific American, it says that what they would do is they would make a template of how they wanted the world to be, plug it into the computer, reverse the equations, and calculate backwards with the known values that we have here. And it would tell you how to adjust the prices of any commodity you wanted to in order to create that type of an economy downstream several years away. That's how fantastic this is. They use the same types of computer systems for the defense network. They use them for weather prediction and on design of aircraft. It's a very standard system called matrices. And the word matrix is developed from that. And matrix is a singular, matrices is the plural word. So they've developed this method of computing where they can take any information that you give them and they can process it and discover the next economic step. Well, they had a problem. The household industry couldn't be defined like the other industries. So in order to define the variables in the computer system for the household industry, they had to create a series of economic shocks. And one of those shocks was the garbage shock, changing the prices of gasoline and sugar and other commodities, meat, things that were important in our economy. They would shock the value of that thing, and then they'd stand back, and for a couple of weeks they would monitor the shock in the computer system to determine that the coefficients they couldn't otherwise discover about the household industry. And so they were able to finally, by statistical methods and shocking the economy, they were able to close some of the gaps in their information on a machine by calculating.
Hartford, we're out of time. Let's do this again and again and again. Thanks so much for being with us, Hartford Van Dyke.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.